Rav Chaim Shalevitz points out that both the Balaturim and the Dasakenim, Balatoisris, at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, say that the Parshas Vayetze is kula stuma. There's no space in the Sefer Torah between different subjects. Why? And says they quote, because Yaakov Avinu, as he ran away from Esav, ran away surreptitiously. Everything was done in a very confidential, complicated manner. And to express that, the Torah made Parshas Vayetze a stuma. So Chaim Shalevitz asks that when we see in the Torah Parshas Psucha, open parshas versus parshas stuma, why was it established that way? Why is the Sefer Torah written that way? So he says, "Kedei litein revach ben parsha leparsha, to give a space between different parshas, to be able to think and study and understand each parsha individually." So yes, this parsha, asks Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is a parsha stuma. It's a parsha of a difficult situation that Yaakov Avinu was facing, but the need for us to have the opportunity to understand and to separate the parshas still remain. So what is the reason that it's stuma? So Chaim Shalevitz has a discussion about a very important subject, and that's the subject of Gamzu L'Toivah, of accepting whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and recognizing that there's a master plan and that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is what is best for us, even if we don't necessarily understand. Chaim Shalevitz begins with a very important comment. He says that we know that the person in Shas who serves as the paradigm of an individual who lived with that attitude is Nochem Ish Gamzu. And the reason Nochem Ish Gamzu is called by that name is because he always used to say Gamzu L'Toivo. As with Chaim Shmulevitz, that from after the time of Hillel and Shammai, all Tanoim are called with the name Rebbe. So why is Nochem Ish Gamzu, who was a Tana, not called Reb Nochem? You want to express that he always lived with the motto of Gamzu L'Toivo, understandable, but that should not deprive him of the title Rebbe. So says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that the title of Gamzu, the title that he's always called by, that he is a person that lived with this attitude of Gamzu L'Toivo, is superior and makes much more the point, is much more a title of honor than any other title that we could give him. And there's no need to call him Rebbe. There's no need to call him Rebbe because he said Gamzu L'Toivo. And somebody who lives with that attitude is greater, and it's a greater title than any other title. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Loima Toima Yaakov Nistra Drachem Hashem. And the Medrash says on that Pasuk, Ma'olam La'ama Yaakov Dava Patel. Yaakov never said anything that wasn't important to say, that wasn't correct to say, Elakan, only here. And the Medrash says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Osuk, Laham L'chas Benoim. I am manipulating that Yosef should become Yosef HaMelech. V'omer, and he says, Lama Haresali, and you make this kind of a comment that you're suffering. Lama Sama Yaakov, it's appropriate on Yaakov Avinu to say Mr. Drachem Hashem. Because a person has to recognize that even though we don't understand everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, there is a master plan, and everything fits into the master plan. He quotes the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Daf Samach Amabez, which teaches about Rabbi Kiva. As the Gemara says, La'olam ye adam raga loymer, a person should recognize that everything that happens is for the best. And the Gemara quotes the story as Rabbi Kiva was traveling on the road and he came to a city. He asked if anybody could invite him where he could stay, and nobody agreed. So he went and stayed out in the open field. And he had with him a chicken, a donkey, and a candle. The wind came and extinguished the candle. A cat came and ate the chicken. And a lion came and ate the donkey. And again, he said, whatever Hashem does is for the best. That night, an army came and invaded the city. And everybody was plundered. But Yukiva, who was laying in the dark with no animal to make noise, was the only one who was spared. As Yukiva was witnessing what happened, he was saying to himself, I don't understand why am I the subject of so much misfortune. But he recognized at the end, and he lived with that attitude, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our best. And not only is it for our best, but what happens is that the entire world, when something happens to one individual, not only is it for his own good, but it's much deeper. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan for the entire world, and each one of us fits into that master plan. We don't necessarily see it, but ultimately, that there is a plan that if we don't understand, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this plan that we should and we are just part of that master plan. The Gra wrote in a letter to his family, Macha tifcha mashayom tischak. Tomorrow you will cry for something that caused you to laugh today. Ula macha tischak, and tomorrow you will laugh mashayom tifcha, and you will tomorrow laugh for something that you cry today. Sometimes we see something and it makes us happy, but it has the repercussions may be the other way. And sometimes we see tragedy and we don't understand the tragedy, but it has a deeper meaning. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this lesson of Gamzu L'Toiva, this lesson of a Pasha Stuma, that we don't understand what's happening, is more important than leaving space in the Torah to understand the Pashas, that we have a Pasha Psucha in the Torah. This serves a much more important purpose, that in the Pasha Vayetze, being a Pasha Stuma is the most important lesson that we could ever learn, the lesson of Gamzu L'Toiva. Rav Shlomo Berman, part of it's Rosh Yeshiva, says that when Yaakov Avinu came to place to Davin Beis El, and he said, Och ein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'noichi lo yedati. He says it's a difficult pasuk. How could the pasuk say that Yaakov Avinu says v'noichi lo yedati? I didn't know what this place represent. Rashi himself says that Yaakov Avinu, when he recognized and realized he passed by this place, went back, because he says, I know I have to go to the place Shavoisai that my forefathers were mispalel. So how's the pasuk saying V'noichi lo yodati? Yaakov Avinu, he said, was saying, Ochen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this place. Of course this is the place that my forefathers were mispalel at. But what I have to achieve is that I should not be V'noichi lo yodati, that I should not recognize that Anoichi, I, should not be in a place of lo yodati, of not recognizing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. I have to work on myself to come to the point that Ochen Yesh Hashem v'makom hazeh, whatever happens, whatever is happening, is Yesh Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. V'yetze Yaakov v'Be'esheva, Yaakov leaves Be'esheva, V'yela Charona. He looks at his life, he's looking at his life and he's leaving the place of Kedusha. He's leaving the home of his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, and he's going to Charon. Charon represents anger. Charon represents just the opposite. And then the pasuk says, Vayifka b'mokim. The way he was going to be able to survive is vayifka b'mokim. That wherever he went, he realized b'mokim, that on this place is b'mokim. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mokim shalolam. That wherever I am and in whatever situation I find myself, vayifka b'mokim, I meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara says on the pasuk of vayifka b'mokim, the Gemara Masechet Brachos daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, shehiskin tefilas arvus. Yaakov Avinu composed the tefillah of Ma'ariv, we say at night when it's dark. When it's dark, Yaakov Avinu says that even by arvus, even when it's dark, vayifka b'mokim, I find Hashem, I meet Hashem, I could speak to Hashem. And that's why the Gemara Masechet Brachos daf Tes Amud Beis says, hasoimich gula shel arvus, the tefillah shel arvus. If somebody recognizes that there's a tefillah shel arvus, that there's a time of darkness, but he's soimich gula le tefillah, and he recognizes that from that tefillah, and from that difficult situation, a geula, a yeshua, will emerge, says the Gemara, muftach lo yeshu ben olam haba. He will be the person that will be zaychet olam haba. And so we say every day, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei shekel Yaakov ba'ezroi. A person has to accept and learn what Yaakov Avinu taught us. Kel Yaakov ba'ezroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Yaakov, that was in the person who experienced these difficulties. Sivrei el Hashem elokav. Even in a time of difficulty, you realize and you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You realize Oseh Shemayim v'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, and there's a master plan in the creation of this world. Recognizing and connecting to that understanding is the way. That's Ashrei. That is the person to be praised. That is the person who is living life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be lived. And that's shot in the first words in the Torah. The Torah says, "Va'aretz ha'isa soyev avayu." The world was soyev avayu. It was a time of nothingness, of darkness. V'choshech apnei soyim, utter darkness, time of incredible difficulty. And from those difficulties, and from the time of choshech apnei soyim, where we think that there's no hope and there's no future, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yoyim elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yehi or." Those difficulties that we don't understand, that we don't understand why, what, when. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says those difficulties bring Yehi Or, that there should be light. And indeed, says the Pasuk, Vayehi Or, there was light. We don't understand. Yaakov Avinu didn't understand. But Nachum Ish Gamzu taught us the Komad Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, is reading us in a world that is only letav, that is only for our good, for our personal good, for the good of Klai Yisrael, for the good of the entire universe.